Good morning. Hello. Good morning. It's Sunday and 7:35 a.m. I'm listening to a piece by David Ma, M-A. And I don't know if David is listening to this, but David has generously given me permission to use this music whenever I want. And it's a piece called Ascension. And I just think it's so beautiful. It makes me feel glad to be alive. Even times when I have like a lot of things going on, like fear or sadness or upset, that there's something about this music. It sort of hits me in the solar plexus. And I didn't really think about what I was going to play today. For those of you who may have listened a few weeks ago, I had somehow my whole playlist had disappeared. I've got this, it's called Feel Good / Hospice that I collect just of music that's kind of the soundtrack to my life and music that I just really love. And I've been piecing it back together, and it's actually been a real joy to do. It was an interesting thing because I was quite distressed that I had lost that whole collection, and yet putting it back together was a gift, and that was an interesting thing to notice, because as I was putting it back together, it just gave me the opportunity to listen to music from all different parts of my life that's connected to a lot of different people in my life. And it gave me kind of this bird's eye view of my life that I've been so grateful for, particularly in the sense of during this time of the pandemic, when I haven't really at all been physically with a lot of people that I love, that it gave me that sense of being with them. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today, because it's Thanksgiving week. And I don't know for you, but for me, the holidays really bring up a lot around the people in my life, and kind of the same thing that I'm talking about with this playlist that I have of what's most important. And how do I show up for the people in my life? And how do I remember in the midst of everything else what's really important? And that's something that I've made myself some recordings while I was pulling together this music, because it's very, it gets me in the heart. You know, music has a way of taking us directly back to certain experiences in a way, kind of like smells do as well, I think. And so that's what I'm thinking about this week. And I think between this sort of soundtrack of my life, and I had a conversation with an author, Marlena Fiol. Hi, Marlena, if you're listening. Marlena just published a book called Nothing Bad Between Us. And she had a very challenging childhood, and to put it mildly, really. And a lot of hard stuff between her and her father. And this book is about that, but it's really about reconciliation and coming back to each other. And I've had a couple talks with Marlena. I was lucky enough to facilitate her book launch at a bookstore, well, a virtual event. And then I got on a Facebook Live this week, and I'm going to link to that Facebook Live because I wanted to talk to her solely about what it is to show up and to bring all the love we have to people in our life, even when it's difficult. And I think that it's a topic that's important right now, because the difficulty could be, you know, as in the case of Marlene and her dad, like really, really hard things between them from the past. It could be also the difficulty of someone being ill or grieving, or us being ill, grieving, disappointed, in a hard place. How do we show up? How do we even feel love and openness and vulnerability in times like that? And so that's really what's been on my mind a lot this week. And on the lighter side of things, you know, I know we're all in different places, and I want to acknowledge that. You know, you may be listening to this from an entirely different place that another wonderful friend of mine might be listening to this, right? That there's so, life is so multi-textured, multi-layered that way. Even sometimes day by day or moment to moment, we may be in absolutely different places. And so, again, thinking about Thanksgiving and thinking about being in the middle of a pandemic, and how do we express love and connection and celebration when we don't have access to a lot of the same sorts of rituals of being with people that we might typically have? And how do we take the time, which I'm hoping that this voice note might be a piece of, to take the time to pause and really think about who in my life could I show up with great, great love right now, this week? Because this pandemic has been hard, right? I mean, that's an understatement. And it's hit some people in different ways than others, and it's particularly hit people who are alone, who are sick, who have experienced a death. But it's especially hard for people that maybe we're estranged from, and it might be bringing us to a place of thinking about these relationships and thinking about our lives again from that bird's eye view, which I guess is the emerging theme today, which is that way of looking kind of like I've been doing overall. It's, gosh, you know, we're here really for such a fleeting amount of time. I know it doesn't always feel that way, and sometimes it's hard to connect to that, but I saw, I didn't even think about this till just this second, New York Times had published a video that someone had taken back in the late 1800s of a snowball fight. I think it was might have been Italy. I can't remember where it was. But it was a snowball fight back, I think it was like 1890. And looking at all of those people playing and, you know the same kind of joy that many of us have felt, you know, when we've had our own snowball fights, and realizing that every single person in that video has passed on. And, you know, things like that help me to realize it's so fast. It is really so fast. I know for myself, I turned 56 this fall, and it's crazy sometimes when I think about. I often feel like I'm just like I'm just out of college, which I know sounds funny, but I mean, it's just that it is that fast. And I guess I'm always well aware, as most of you know, I think about probably daily that I'm not always going to be here, and the people I love aren't always going to be here. And when I remind myself of that as often as I can, it does help me in what I'm talking to you about today, which is it helps me to show up, and it helps me to love in a bigger, bolder, more vulnerable way. Because there's something about, I mean, just let's just consider it right now. You know, here we are on a Sunday in November, right before Thanksgiving. If we think about our lives as a whole, as a whole quilt of love and relationships and moments, it's tender. It's poignant. Probably bittersweet. And for me, it allows me to open, and this is a big thing that Marlena and I were talking about in our Facebook Live, which is it's about vulnerability a lot. That when we are coming from a place of either defensiveness or fear, like maybe we're angry, or maybe we just don't know how to say something or how to be with someone who's going through a hard time. Those kinds of things are like walls that make it really difficult to be present. And really, what is often called for is simply just presence with as much openness as we can bring. I know I'm kind of all over the place, but I guess I am every time I leave you a love gram. And I've so appreciated, many of you have written to tell me your own sorts of meandering thoughts after listening to one of my voice notes. But I think that this is how we come to understand ourselves and our lives, by meandering. At least I do. So it's Thanksgiving week, and I don't know, you know, I'm talking to you, and you could live in the United States, the United States is so huge, you could live in very, very different cultures, even in the United States, much less people all over the world. And I don't know, obviously Thanksgiving is an American holiday, but the essence of it is universal, at least the essence of how I see Thanksgiving, which is a time to step back and pause and really like we're doing just right now, is thinking about what we're really grateful for. And particularly I'm focused on the people that we're really grateful to and for. And so I'm inviting you to, I'm going to post the link to my Facebook Live with Marlena that we talked about showing up and showing up with love even in difficult times. I'm also going to post a link to a workshop I'm doing on Friday, which I have coined the New Black Friday, because many of you know for years and years now, I have been offering a workshop on that day to invite people to make a love list. Basically, I give prompts to help you see like specific things you love about somebody, and then you make a list, and that can be either a gift for that person, or sometimes people use it as a healing tool if it is a difficult relationship, or you know, or if someone has passed on. People have made love lists for someone who has died, for someone they're having a difficult time with, for themselves, as I call it, a love list selfie, or if someone is still alive, to give it as a gift, you know, either for Thanksgiving or the winter holidays. And so I'm going to be offering a workshop through Reimagine, which is a group that I really love, on Friday, again, what I call the New Black Friday, because that's a day where typically, I don't know what's going to be like this year, but typically that's the day where people are focused on buying things, which there's nothing at all wrong with, but I don't have a problem with that at all. But I also would love for people to focus on gifts that don't cost money, gifts that are filled with meaning and love, and that truly deepen relationships and connect us to ourselves, connect us to our own joy, and connect us to the people in our lives. I just find in my own life that has been the biggest force of consistent joy for me. And that's why I focus on it so much. So let's bring David's music back. Oh, it's so pretty. See, I don't know for you, but as soon as that music came back on, I went to my heart, I went to my chest, I went to my body and feelings. And how, gosh, I so encourage you to at least have like one or two pieces of music or songs that really touch you and that bring you to a feeling that you want. So, because it's a good practice of remembering that we can impact how we feel. And let's talk again about it. It's Thanksgiving. And if you're feeling sad not to be with someone that you love, can you find a piece of music that connects you to that person? And maybe make them an audio note and have that music playing in the background and speak from your heart. Oh, this music reminds me of, you know, the Thanksgiving we da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It reminds me of when we were in high school and da-da-da-da-da. It's phenomenal what a 1 minute or 2 minute voice note with some music, what a beautiful gift that can be for someone. So I send you deep gratitude. I know for myself, today was a good example. I woke up and it was pitch dark and I was sort of seized with sadness. And what turned it around for me was thinking about you and thinking about like, oh, it's Sunday. I get to talk to, I get to talk to people I love. I get to, you know, some sort of music will find its way. And I know that it will turn around the feeling that I have. And of course it did. It always does. So I send you love. I send you deep, deep gratitude for being with me now since, gosh, I think I started doing these in March. And I am so grateful to you. I'm grateful for you. And may you have a week filled with love of all kinds. Bye-bye.